Empire of Wild by Cherie Dimaline. Read for you by Michelle St. John. We went to the best motels, which is like sleeping in unfinished novels. We slept soundly amongst the teak and twill and plaid and brass. We left the window open, just a crack. Paul Vermeersch, Motel.
Just shut up, you, and listen.
My Mare, Edna Dezome, 1913 to 2006. Prologue, A New Hunt. Old medicine has a way of being remembered, of haunting the land where it was laid. People are forgetful. Medicine is not. The town of Arcand was a church, a school, a convenience store, a bootlegger, and a crowd of stooped houses leaning like old men trying to hear a conversation over a graveyard of Greniers and Trudeaus. Sundays were for God, though most people prayed out on the lake, casting Hail Marys with their fishing lines into the green water, yelling to the sky when they didn't get lucky, or when they did. Parties were held in kitchens. Euchre was a sport, and fiddles made the only sound worth dancing to. Any other music was just background noise for storytelling and beer drinking and flirting, or for providing the cadence for fight choreography when you just had to beat the shit out of your cousin. The people who lived in Arcand were brought from another place, moved off Drummond Island when it was handed over to the United States in 1828. They were half-breeds, the children of...